You know, it is the second Friday in January where most people say, see you later with New Year's resolution. Not doing
it. That soon?
That soon. The second Friday in January.
Oh my gosh.
Right at almost 2 weeks.
How many, is there half of people, do you think?
It is just the number one day that people are like, I'm over it. And it's because I'm not a creature of habit to an extent. I get very bored very easily, and then when I don't see immediate results, I give up.
Matt, not to go on another tangent about weight, but...
but we're going.
Let's do it.
Go ahead.
That is the, I believe, eating healthy, losing weight is the number one resolution for the past 2 decades.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
People say, I want to get fit. Which is why lowering your standards is the number one way. This is according to Forbes. Forbes says that lowering your standards is the number one way to help stick to your New Year's resolution. And what they mean is don't say like a generalized statement, oh, I want to get fit. You have to have a very specific game plan to make it happen. For example, if you want to lose weight, or you want to, let's say your New Year's resolution is to gain muscle. Instead of saying get fit, Forbes says you should say, I'm going to do 25 squats a day.
And all then right,
if you drink coffee, you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do, you go to your coffee pot. While the coffee is brewing, in that moment right there is where you do your 25 squats.
Yeah, maybe if you're losing weight, you say a particular amount, 10 pounds is my goal.
Yeah.
Instead of just in general.
I think also saying I'm losing 50 pounds this year is very daunting.
Yeah.
So you got to start small. What do they say? Like 3%, 10% of your weight? I don't know. What is it, Matt? 10% of your weight?
I think something like that.
Something like that. So instead of the big grandiose plan, you just start small. And then if you can accomplish that, then you can up it the next time. But lower your standards and think small wins. That's how you make it stick.
What's your resolution, Katie? To be kinder for me?
No.
It says be kind on your shirt.
Yours.
My shirt says be kind, but that is not my New Year's resolution for you. I do not have one. And you want to know why? Because I've never followed the lower your standards guideline. Last year, I think it was the entire family is going to learn Spanish. Do you know how daunting that is?
No way.
That's ridiculous. There's no way.
No way.
There's no way. And we didn't.
Because we had a Google Calendar thing to check in at the end of last year about like how are the New Year's resolutions that we made going? And Katie's was speak Spanish. Speak Spanish well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that didn't happen.
No, it did not.
Huh.
Yeah, okay. Si se puede.
Matt.
Oh, well, okay. All right.
I mean, we're on Duolingo now. We got the family plan for... Nora is really into trying to learn Spanish, and so we got the family plan. And right now, the first session in the very, very beginners, I'm killing it.
Nice.
But I have to stick with it. Mm. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Matt, what's yours?
Mine for last year or this year?
This year.
Yeah, because mine last year I kind of accomplished.
Oh.
Was to read more. And I did start a devotional. So I at least had that going for me.
Well, that's good and positive.
Like read more Facebook articles?
No, read more like actual books or something along those lines.
Okay.
So what I was listening to someone in an interview recently. His name's James Clear, and he wrote the book Atomic Habits. Mm-hmm. And it's about how you do things like this, making your resolutions stick long term. And he's like, you have to make it easy.
Yeah.
Right? You're talking about like if you have coffee every day, then that needs to be when you do your squats or your push-ups or whatever you're trying to do. So my goal specifically for this year is to, by the end of the year, have walked 200 miles.
Do you know how many miles? How many do you normally walk?
It just depends. Like when the weather's nicer, there's days when I'll go walk 2-3 miles a day.
Well, you're going to have to go to Disney every other week so you can get the steps.
Well, I know for a fact last year when I went to Disney, we walked 60 miles.
In one day.
In that week, I walked 60 miles.
How many steps?
I cannot remember how many steps. It was an astonishing amount of steps, but it was 60 miles over the course of 7 days that I was in Disney.
I believe it.
I've walked 40 steps when I was at Disney.
40 steps?
I'm sorry, 40,000 steps.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah. I believe it 100%. I think every day we were doing, well, maybe we were doing like, I think I took a picture of it at one point. It was like 20,000 steps.
So I doubled you.
Yeah, but, well, we have the same size legs, I think. But you are a very fast walker.
I do. I mean,
you're a very fast walker.
For 200 miles, that's between 400 and 500,000 steps.
Wow.
It's about 2,000 steps a mile. So by the end of the year, I want to have accumulated at least 200 miles of walking.
I think you can do that. I really do, especially if you're doing, if you're walking every single day.
When the weather is nicer, most afternoons, I at least get out and do 2 miles. Mm-hmm. I can do it around my neighborhood. There's a park very close to my house that my neighborhood connects to the greenway that goes into that park. I've got a loop that I know is right at 3 miles once I leave my house and get back to my house. So I just want to make sure it's consistent. I think if it's consistent, I'll be good.
You don't even have a dog.
No, but I
imagine
it helps me to de-stress.
Yeah, well,
when
and
I'm
sleep
outside
better
like that.
And get fresh air.
I do sleep
air.
A lot better.
I know we're not doing this now, but I would like to in the future.
Is this yours?
No. Mine is, I really, every year, it's the same one, and I can't do it.
Well, why don't you try a different one?
I am.
Okay. Because
for a decade, I've been like, living in the now, appreciate the now.
Oh, I know.
Instead
I know.
Of worrying about the future and thinking about the past. No, I can't do
we
it.
We don't. No one does that.
I think a good one for me this year is, I don't think I speak my mind, and I'm too filtered. So
excuse
I'm going
me?
To be a little more.
Are what? You?
Who said this?
Where is this off the air?
You dream this?
Where does this happen?
I think that people are too butthurt. So I'm just going to say what I think.
Jason, you already do on the show.
Not really, yeah. Do I?
Yes.
I think you're already doing your part to prevent butthurtness.
100%.
Well, you're trying to do your part.
You said to lower your standards to accomplish this.
That's not what I meant. I meant like start with small. Small wins.
Jason's resolution is for other people to change.
Of course it is.
I want for others to be less butthurt.
It means
so I'm going to change how I act so you stop being offended.
It means take the small little things as wins as opposed to a big idea that you're never going to really accomplish.
Well, I just think maybe it's off the air. I don't know. Sometimes I get confused off the air and on the air. I don't know what I've said on the air. I don't know what I've said off the air.
Trust me. People will come, I'll talk to my mom, on the, what'd you guys talk about today? I have no idea.
Yeah, just
none.
Another thing about that, if you give me some credit about this New Year's resolution that I'm trying to do, it's like, I believe, this is true, I believe the more honest you just are and just say what you want to say, people believe you more.
I agree with that, but it's in the delivery. Like, you can be as honest as you want to, but you're not allowed to say it as hurtful as you want.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Maybe Matt can relate, not as much as you.
Yeah.
Maybe Ben just lies to you.
Okay.
For instance, if Carol says, how do I look in this dress? It's better for me to say, horrible, than tell her you look good if you don't. Now, if she comes, because you know what she's going to do? If she puts on another dress and I said, that looks great, she's going to believe me and she's going to be confident.
Let me tell you what I do in that circumstance. I will not say that I don't think she looks good in the outfit. I will tell her that I don't like the outfit.
Oh, that's not bad.
It doesn't have anything to do with how she looks in it. I will tell her, I don't like that shirt. I don't like that outfit. I don't like this. Because she'll do that with jeans that look a certain way or skirts or a shirt that looks a certain way. And I will tell her, I don't like that.
I
think
like
you look great,
approach.
But I don't like that outfit.
Yeah, I like that approach, except for when she says, well, why don't you like it?
Oh.
And I'll be like, well, it looks a little, something over there.
There's your honesty.
I don't know if I say why. I normally give Ben an option because I already know I'm going to wear one or the other, like for shoes
oh,
or
so
whatever.
Oh, so you say, I see.
Yeah, so I say, do you like this one or do you like this one? Because I'm going to pick one or the other.
Okay. Mm. Do you usually go what he says?
Yes.
Carol does the complete opposite, so I have a reverse psychology now. I tell her the one that looks good doesn't look as great.
I see.
And then she usually wears the other one.
Look at my man 6 steps ahead.
Look at that.
That's exactly right, Matt.
Look at that.